Yan Simen Nun Hey Sifpei. So the Machabo says as follows. Im Hischil Loima Kaddish Rikdusha Ba'asor. He started saying Kaddish or Kedusha Ba'asor. V'yotzu Miktsosa. And now a few of the people that were there, that were Mashlim the Minyan, left. So I'm in the middle of saying Kaddish or Kedusha. And they left. So what do I do now? We had learned a klal, adovo shebekdusha can only be said when the minyan. And now, I wasn't goyimer the kaddish or kedusha, but I don't have a minyan. So what do I do? Goyimrem oisay hakaddish, oisay hakdusha shehischil. So you finish what you had started. I'm in the middle of kaddish. So I'm going with the Kaddish. V'hu shenishtayru ruba. But this halacha, that you can be goymer even though you don't have a minyan, is only if roiv of the minyan are still around, which means that there are six people still in the room. So memela, so you can be goymer what you had started, since you have Roiv of the minyan around. God, I saw Rabbi Kveges a very interesting shaila. He says, what is your 10 people? He started saying Kaddish. Then five leave, so he can't continue. And then a sixth person walks in. Now you have Roiv minyan. So what is Pshat Roiv minyan? You need Roiv that were there in the beginning of the Kaddish. So if you need Roiv, so it doesn't help the sixth person. Or maybe not. As long as you have, Roy will be enough. We started already. I mean, now we only have six. So the whole heter to be Goymer is because we started with six. So we started with 10, I mean. So that's right. So the only mile of six is to be Goymer. So that's one suffix he has. So you have to, six, you could be goyimer. That means six of the 10 that you started with have to be around.
I heard that on the book sometimes, someone will say that there's 6 people at a time and another 4 that will stay off.
That's something else. That's because we have 10 by, we have 10, because you have 6 of 4 is 10. Here we're talking about you only have 6. So that means they started with 10, the Kaddish, and now 4 left. You're left with 6. So if you're left with 6, that the din is you could be Goyma. So the Kaddish has 2 Sveikas. One Sveik he has, maybe you need the Akaponim, 6 of the 10 which were previously here should remain here. But if 5 left, and then a sixth came in, so that won't help. That's one suffix. Then there's a second suffix. Could very well be a filu, 5 left, and 1 came back. So that also is no good. That means I need from the 10, 6 should remain. The minute they left already, I lost it. So maybe they come back. It's nishtayru ruban, was left over roiv. That means that the leaving never took away the koyach to be goyma. But if it took away the koyach to be goyma, coming back will not help the situation. Fine. Then, now the Ramo says, even though if one left, you can still say Kaddish. By 9 you can say Kaddish. So one will think, so what am I doing wrong by leaving? They can say Kaddish without me. It's an aveira to leave. There's a klole. Those who leave v'ayizvei Hashem, it was Ashkos Hashchineh. And then by leaving Va'oizvei Hashem, now there's no Shechina here anymore, is Yichlo, Aklova. Aval im nisharu asara, but what is to 11 people and one leaves, mutalot says, so then you're allowed to go. So the 11th is allowed to go out because his going out does not take away the ashkos ashrineh. There's still 10 there. Then there's mutalot says. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. In Hizchil, so the Mechaber spoke about two cases, Kaddish, Kedusha, which we need 10. He started off with 10, and then in the middle, someone left. So he's saying, well, can't be Goymus. He said, two Misholim, Kaddish and Kedusha. Fuhu Adin, B'chol Dovo Shetzorich Hasol, Lavdavke, these two cases, any Inyan that needs to be said only if there's a minyan, kegain nesiyas kapayim teduchin, they started duchinim, and then in the middle of the birchas kainim, someone decides to leave. Ukriyas ha-teire, or in the middle of kriyas ha-teire, which is so you have here seven oilim, and someone left in the middle of the Kriya, so it's called one big unit of Kriya Satayre. We make seven brachas now, a bracha shene, bracha chayde. But you're allowed to do it since they started the Kriya with 10 people. Vahavtayre benovi. Or they started the Haftayre. So Memele, so you end it, you say the brachas afterwards. Gaimrim kol ma sheshaich leinyin zeh, he could end it. Kivin shekvar hischilu boi ba'asore. Since when they started, there were 10 people there, so you could be goyma. Avoloi maschilin ma shu inyin acher. But something else, which is a second inyin, which needs asore, let's talk about these two mishalim. There was the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and a person left. There's now 8 people left, so they'll finish Kriyas HaTorah. But to say the Haftorah, I'm sorry, the Haftorah is only 8 people. You cannot say the Haftorah. And this is a Dover Acha, this is an Inyan Acha. This Kriyas HaTorah and Kriyas HaTorah. Yeah. You're not in the room, the Kobay Asara Shchinta Sharia. So if you leave, so Lamaisa now, there's no Shchin over here. Fine. Yeah. Lechair also, that's right. About Kaponim, so hey, you can leave. So that's the din. Or let's talk about, he said, Shemaina Esra, we'll see soon. He spoke about Shemaina Esrei and Nesiyas Kapayim. Let's say, we Yeduchin. Duchening Be'emerson is a Dovaracha. That means we had 10 people, we started Chazoras Hashatz, and one person left. Fine? So now there's 9 people. So you start Avdin Keseida. Now you have you want a Duchen. Duchening is something else. Duchening is Avoid. It's not Shemaina Esrei. You duchen in Shemaina Esrei, but it's another Inyan in Gansen. So now you can't duchen because there's only 9 people here. So that is the cloud. The same Inyan that you had started with a Minyan, you can continue, even though now there's only 9. But a second Inyan, now there's 9, you can't start a second Inyan. Laima Kaddish. Now, so, Ibn Hischa Laima Kaddish. Now we have a very interesting child. Ibn Hischa Laima Yishtabach Ba'asola. What is if he said Yishtabach? V'yotsu Miktosom, and now some, a few people left in the middle of Yishtabach. So now we have to, let's appreciate the Shaila. The Shaila is the reason we say Kaddish on Yishtabach. And on the Yishtabach, by we started Yishtabach with a minyan. So do I say that I can say Kaddish already because the Kaddish is said on the Yishtabach? And by Yishtabach, I started off Yishtabach with 10 people. Case number one. Case number two. V'cheinim hischoloim ha'ashrei b'koydem minche ba'asolim. The Kaddish we say after Ashrei by Minche is because we said Ashrei with a minyan. Then we say the Kaddish after Ashrei with Simon and Hesiv Kotten Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Hesiv Kotten Zayin. V'chein im Yischa loim ha'ashrei she'koyde Minche ba'asor. He started off the Ashrei. V'yotsu miktosof. And now, so in the middle of Ashrei, I only have 9 people. So two cases. I started off Yishtabach with a minyan, I started off Ashrei with a minyan, and in the middle, one person went out. Mistapik apri megodim, do'ula yucholim ha-kaddish achaz, I can say the Kaddish, because ki ha-kaddish shayach li Yishtabach ba-Ashrei. The Kaddish is said on Yishtabach and on Ashrei. So Memele, so if I started off Yishtabach with a minyan, so I can say Kaddish. By Mishai Chilu Shem Eliyah Rabbe, Omnam B'Sefer Ma'amemot Chai B'Derech HaChayim B'Chai Yodom, Kulam Poskud L'Yucho Lema HaKaddish, HaKaddish Bozer. God is a murdik in Maimon Mordechai. The Maimon Mordechai says a beautiful gedda. The Maimon Mordechai klaus a shayla. The din is, if you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, you can say a kaddish afterwards also. So I'm learning a Mishnah. I start learning a Mishnah. And then in the middle of the Mishnah, someone goes out. That was his shayla. Can I say kaddish? So the Maimon Mordechai, and that's this same Shaila. I started Ashrei with a minyan, started Yishtabach with a minyan. So the Maimon Mordechai says, Amor Diki Yisod. The Maimon Mordechai says, this din, if you started with a minyan, you can continue without a minyan, is only speaking about if the only way you started is because you needed a minyan. That means like this. I need a minyan to say Kaddish. So I started Kaddish because I have a minyan. That's why I was capable of starting. So Memela, if I was capable of starting because of the minyan, even though now I don't have a minyan anymore, but since I started because of a minyan, and that's the only way I could have started, so I can be goymah, so there's no minyan. But he says, in this case, you said Yishtabach, Shkayach. You need a minyan to say Yishtabach? You don't need a minyan to say Yishtabach. He said Ashrei. You need a minyan to say Ashrei. So he says, so the whole concept is not applicable. The whole concept is only if the Haskola, what I started, I was only capable of starting because of the minyan, and I had a minyan then. So then, even though the minyan left, I could be goyma. But if whatever was said before did not need a minyan, did not necessitate a minyan, so he says, so now, so that won't help to that won't help to that I can say now Kaddish because by Ashrei there was a minyan. It won't help by that. That's what he says. So that's why he's chaylik on the suffering of the Prima Godem. Yeah, so others say Torah Shebaal Peh alone, you can say a Kaddish afterwards. Others say Agadete. Yeah. But others say you should be Messiah with a Milsad Agadete. You shouldn't say that. That's why we say, by Enkel Akeinu, we say, Abchananim, by Enkel Akeinu, Tamid Chomim Ab Mishalem Bo'ilam, Ratzon Kadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh Yisrael. After Rabbi Shmuel, we also say we end off with the Musa that God is there. Fine. Now, what's further the Machaber? Im Hischil Loima, he started saying Kaddish, or Kedusha Ba'asore, V'yotsu Miktsoso. So he says you don't have to say the Kedusha Ba'asore, Lavdavke, Tu'adin Afilu Rak Ba'ovis, Uchno Kamei B'siv Gimel. If I started davening Shemin Esri, Bo'or Chato Hashem, I started davening Chazor HaSashatz, and this person goes out, So you can say they can continue. That's what that means. That's why he speaks about Kedusha is irrelevant. As long as he started Shemayna Esrei, Chazor Sashat, you can be going. So this is a problem. What is he saying over here by Kaddish and Kedusha? I mean, every Kedusha you started off the Shemayna Esrei, with a minion, and that is sufficient. Lefi ma shemavoye b'hago, shebesiv gimel goy megama chetzi kaddish v'kaddish shalom shachel. No. One second, I skipped over. Lavdav kavudin afil rak ba'avis chetkami besiv gimel. So why did he mention here Kedusha? The Evsha de Nokat Lerbusa de Seife, the Afilu Bazeh, Davke im Nishtairu Ruba. I mean, Lemaise, in Siv Gimel it says, you could be Goymer, even though there's not a minion. So he doesn't have to talk about Kedusha. But he's telling him, Afilu, he started the Kedusha already, if there's less. He's telling us the second, and if there's less than six people, you can't be going anything. Oisai HaKaddish. So you're going with the Kaddish. Now, Vimhoya HaKaddish SheKoidem Bolchu. Now, let's say he said Kaddish Koidem Bolchu. Kosov Aderech HaChaim B'Shem Eliyahu Rabbe T'yuch Aloyma Gamkein HaBolchu. The kule chodo in yonahu. That means this is a seder of Kaddish, Bochu, and Bichas Krishme. That means so if I started the Kaddish already with a minion, so I can be goymer this minion of Kaddish and Bochu. I can say Bochu also, even though Bochu as a davish a b'kedusha, and when I started the bochu, there's only nine to begin with, because kaddish and bochu is one in you. Say v'mayim amot chaychel kazayin shom. Hakedusha. Now it says, so you start off with a minion. You can say kedusha. V'hu adin kol tfilas shemayna esrei. And you can say the whole Shemayna Esrei, Lefima Shemavua Ba'ago Shemesiv Gimel, Goyma Gam HaChatzi Kaddish V'Kaddish Sholem Shalachar. Amar V'Kizach. The Chatzi Kaddish after Shemayna Esrei, and Kaddish Tiskabul after Uvo Letzion, is all a Hemshech of Chazor HaSashat. That means after Chazor HaSashatz, in the morning, you say a Chatzi Kaddish, and then you say Volotzin, and then you say Kaddish Tizkabu. So this was said on Chazor HaSashatz. So if I was permitted to be Chazor, the whole Tvila, even though there's only nine there, so whatever is connected to this Tvila and the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish and the Kaddish, afterwards is a continuation of the Chazor HaSashatz, so you're allowed to say Chatzi Kaddish and Kaddish Tiskabo. I mean, it's two Kaddishim. exactly, I once saw, but now I was trying to look, I couldn't find it, why we say two Kaddishim. Well, Kaddish Tiskabo is on the Tvila that was said, Tiskabo Tzoloisa in the Busa. The Chatzi Kaddish is, again, there's a reason for why we say a Chatzi Kaddish right after Shemayna Esrei. I once saw, I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. But it seems after Shemayna Esrei Shachris, we say to it, and by Meirev also, Meitzoy Shabbos, we also say to Kaddishim. We say, then we will say Chatzi Kaddish, then Vinoyam, then we say Kaddish Sholem. It seems whenever we say Uvalatziyin, then we say two Kaddishim, one right after Shemayna Esrei, and after when we say Uvalatziyin, Kedusha de Sidra, we say a second Kaddish. Now, the Kosfu Achreinim. Now the Achreinim say, so we're speaking about, I started Shemayna Esrei with 10 people. The Kosfu Achreinim, the Yom Adam came, Brocha Delekeinu, Bochenu, Mabrocha Mshuleshes. That I'll say the Bochenu Mabrocha Mshuleshes, which is B'mokim Birchus Kohenim. The whole Shehischu Betzilu Shemayna Esrei Goimra. Af Agav Desnan Ein Noisim Kapayim Bepochis Me'asorim. But the halacha is that you don't duchen if there's no minion. And now when I'm up to the duchening, there's no minion. And if it would be in, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael that they duchen every day, I would not duchen. Avol Tzilus Alekeinu Yoyma. Tfilas Alekeinu is not Nesias Kapayim. Tfilas Alekeinu was a tfilah in the Shemayna Eschah that mentions Bichas Koyanim. Is Me'acha Shehifr B'tfilah Shemayna Eschah V'gam Zeh Shach L'tfilah Shemayna Eschah. So there's a difference between Duchening Mamish and to say Alekeinu L'kei B'Seinu. Duchening Mamish is a new Inyan, and you cannot start a new Inyan without a Minyan. And Lekeinu L'kei B'Seinu is a chelik of the Shemayna Esrei. Ruban, so we said that there should be six left over. Hainu Shisha, Labinen Ruba Deminka. You don't need, there should be seven. Six is enough. Aveirohi. Now he says, so he's telling us, but if a person leaves, even though they can still continue, but he's even a veza. Nizali Sharaitzalaima imaina mamtim atzigmuru oisai ha'inyim. That means, Rabid, you were here when they started this inyan. So you're mechuyev to wait. That means because of you, it was started with the shechina, there was 10. Now because of you, we can be gaima, but there's no ashrin anymore. Now there's only 9. So it's an aveira for you. You should have remained here in order that the whole Kaddish should have been said with a minyan. So nizali shereitzalayim emein emamtim atzigmur oisinyan. If he doesn't wait till they finish this inyan, avo. Imamtim atzigmuru einyan. But if the what he came for, they ended already. Dai bozet. Kegoin imechod itztarif im tisha lebochu. So he says, Amur de Kizach. The people have, there's 9 people in the shul, they're looking, they want to say, they finish ishtabach, and now they want to say Kaddish in Bochum. There's only 9. So they call him in, Rabbit, a minion, so comes in, so now, he walks in, they say Kaddish, not a minion, Kaddish, Ubochum. So that's sufficient. That's sufficient. She shouldn't. That means Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Bichas Yaitzer is all one thing. So you should stay there. Don't leave. He says Baruch Hu is the beginning of Bichas Krishma. The Bichas Krishma started with the Shechina. So you don't leave now. Stay there till Goal Yisrael. After Goal Yisrael, they said, we want to make Davin Shemin Esra, Hoicha Shemin Esra. I'm sorry. I enabled you to say Adavish Abedusha with a minyan, and I'm a chuyiv to stay here for this whole Indian. So I came to Nebu to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, which is the beginning of Birchas Krishma, say Kaddish in Birchas Krishma, to go Yisrael. That's it. Now you want someone to leave. Now I have to go. I did a favor for you. I had to go. Now you want, I should wait another 10 minutes so you should be able to say Chazon HaSashat. There's no such union. There's no such union. This is a new thing. And I can leave already. There's no din oizvei Hashem yichlu. And then ochuyim lahamtim al tirim shal chazor asashat. Shuhu in yinache. Vim hoyo imoim bitziruven beise hischil ashat bakerom. But let's say a different scenario. There was that now they want to make chazor asashat. And he's the tenth one that enabled them to make chazor asashat. Now, this Indian of Chazor HaSashatz, even though Lahaloche, if you started Chazor HaSashatz with 10 and now you have 9, you can say, you finish Chazor HaSashatz, you say Chatzi Kaddish and the Kaddish Olim. But you that you left, that's called Oizvei Hashem Yichlu. So if you came in and you enabled them to say Chazor HaSashatz with Hashchos HaShchina, you have to say till the end of Chazor HaSashatz, which means the Kaddish Tiskabel after Uvalatziyah. That is the Chiddush of the Ramah. The Ramah is telling us, even though halachically they can continue without you, but you by leaving is Oizvei Hashem. And one of the reasons to understand this is because when you came, this can only be said with Ashchos HaShchina. So the halacha is that even though you needed Ashchos HaShchina, but since we started, we can be goyma without Ashchos HaShchina. That's the halacha. But you made that there shouldn't be Ashchos HaShchina by leaving. That's Oizvei Hashem Yichlu. That's the chiddush over here. And they'll say, I was like, Kedusha without me. They'll say, Kaddish. Yeah, yeah. But Lemaise, because of your leaving, this Kaddish will be a Kaddish without Ashchos HaShchina, and therefore, you should say that. Yeah. Yeah, when you say, B'Halacha, Mutar Lotzeis, B'Hu Shekvar Shomo Kedushim HaKadeshim Adoleinu. That means, if he himself heard Kedushim, Kaddish is only staying there for them. There's a minyan without him. He can leave already. Seif Gimel. Im Hischel Ba'aveis. He started the Hoichish Minasri. V'yotzo Miktsosom. And then the Baruch Atah Hashem, this person went out. So you have 9 now. Goymer, you end Shminasri v'afilu Kedusha. That means don't think that Kedusha is a separate Indian, and you're going to, just like we said, the Sis Kapayim, in Shemay Nesra is a second Indian, so don't think Kedusha is also a separate Indian. It's not true. Kedusha is part of Shemay Nesra, and if it started with a minyan, you can continue. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Afilu Kedusha. You can say Kedusha, Vu Adin Degoyim HaRashat Kol Tvila Shemay Nesra. The ends the whole Shemin Esra, not Kedushim Shem by name of the Hu in Yenacha. That's the Chiddush. Don't think that Kedush is in the Yenacha. It's a continuation of Shemin Esra. Now, Hago v'im yotzu miktsosom la'acher שהסחילו להספלל יויצה. Now, they said, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and that's called the beginning of Birchas Krishma, Yoytza Reir. And then he says, Baruch Hashem Yoytza HaMoheres, and this person goes out. So the halacha is, Lo Yasro Shlir Tzibur Lispalu Atfile Bekoil Rom. Now, even though there was a minyan by Birchas Krishma, but Chazoros Hashat is something new. This is a new thing, Chazoros Hashat. For Chazoros Hashat, you need a minyan, even though it could be Goyim and Birchas Krishma, but you cannot start Chazoros Hashat. The Kvar Nishlam Tfilas Yoytza. V'im Yotzu Lacha Shehitzchul B'Koyvam. But if they left when he started already Chazoros Hashat, Ukdusha, Yechayim Lahashlam, Kol Seh the Kedusha, Vleim HaKadosh Olam Shalachel, V'Shayich L'Tfilah. But if he was there by the beginning of Shemen Esra, so they can say already, a person left, Kadosh Tiskabel. Shrei Oymar Tiskabel Tzoloysoin, and Tiskabel Tzoloysoin is a Kaddish on Shemin Mekubal, the Tfilis of Chazoros Hashatz. Aval Ein Koirin Batoiro, this is when Yenacha. But if it's Monday or Thursday, good, so we'll say Chatzi Kaddish and everything, whatever is a Shaykhis with Shemayna Esrei. But Kriyas HaToyre will not be permitted to make Kriyas HaToyre, because Kriyas HaToyre is something different. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. La'acher she'ischilu. Look at Alishne, that means, here he's saying, you can only la'acher she'ischilu l'ispalu yoitzer. Lo yaschol ashli yasibo lispalu atfila pakelo. Look at Ailishne, lafuki mi mara shilu bedake moishe, shiroitza lahoka bese, that if you started the birchas krishma, you can make chazoros hashat. Aber bei MS, we don't pass him now for his comers, a place can go a fillu in a fillu balacha she kam came by so. A fillu when they daven balachash, there was also a so, you will not start chazorah sashat, which is a dover racha. The yotzo miktosam kaidim sheschilu shas paka, I am Bachoin Mishiskim Dafilo Yomu Rakadish Uborchu Basore. Piyotsu Miktosom Kaidim Shishilu Klau Birchas Yoitze. Mikkma Shishilu Kvar Basore Bichem Maritzi Acherim Achmaine Esre Yafilo Bapochas Meyasore. Now let's just explain this. It's very, what? Oh, that's what I want to explain. Bizman Chazal. The Shatz was mighty the Tzibur with Birchas Krishma. There was mighty with Birchas Krishma. That means the Shatz went up, he said, Yishtabach, Kaddish, and then he said loud, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yaitzarer, Ameir Laoretz, it's quiet. The Shatz says every word, he's mighty them with the Yaitzamayres, Abarabe. Some of Krishna Day they say themselves. Then the Yatsu Benochim, he's again Moitzi then. ברוך את השם גואל ישראל. That was Bizman Chazal. He was mighty the Tzibur. He needed a minion, but he was mighty the Tzibur. So, Agavuche, I think there's a Tshuva Sarosh. It's very interesting. Maise, the Tshuva, the Rosh, was also the Shat said, the Yamei Loretz and the Rosh was afraid maybe I wasn't concentrating enough. Maybe I missed a word. So the Rosh did not want to rely on listening to the shots. So the Rosh started saying, I say it, so no problem. Now, if the Rosh was afraid that maybe he wasn't concentrating well, so if the Rosh had needed to become secure that he heard every word. So that's why the minig is that we all say Amei Loretz, and that's the reason. But Meikar Adin, the Birkas Krishma, the Shatz was mighty the Olam of the Birkas Krishma, but you needed a minion for this. And so that's the din. So if we start, so the Birkas Krishma starts with the Bochu. Bochu is the beginning of Birchas Krishma. Bochu. So Memele, so if there was 10 people by Bochu, now someone went out. So this is called Birchas Krishma, started by Asore. And therefore, Birchas Krishma started by Asore, and therefore he can be mighty them. That's what he's saying. He can be mighty them with Birchas Krishma, even though now there's not Asore. Agavuch, let's just mention this, Amoyodika Halacha, that I think they mentioned this by the Levayim, Rav Henkin, Zecheinu Levroche. He said, in order that we should remember that's the Tzur of Bichas Krishma. I mean, the Rosh became from, and he said it, but Meikar Adin, the Shatz is mighty. He's mighty the whole Birchas Krishma. So he says, therefore, it is proper that the Shatz should say loud. Afilah bizmaneinu, he should say loud. Baruch Hashem Yotzer Eirei Vayirei Choshech Yisei Shalom Vayirei Yasakel. Because that's the beginning of Birchas Krishma. Good. Later, we're afraid we won't concentrate, but this he should say loud. And Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael, he should also say loud. Because this is the beginning of Birchas Krishma, this is the end of Birchas Krishma, and you should say it loud. And many, many poskim hold like Rav Henkin. It's very interesting. The Goal Yisrael, not too many people know, but it's put on the Pesukim. Many poskim hold that you should not, Baruch Ata Hashem Goal. No. Baruch Ata Hashem Goal Yisrael. You should say, because that was the Tzura, the Shatz was mighty, the Birchas Krishma. Yitzer Er, somehow, it became a little forgotten by the Shliach Tzibur, but we see in Yomim Neroim, the Shatz says Yitzer Er loud. That does he not say loud. So Kaponim, by Yomim Neroim, we remain this minig that the Shatz says loud, the Yitzer Er. Kol Yisrael, he should say loud every day.